right, children. It's the nighttime again. We're doing our thing. Welcome to Fans of Patrol, the lounge edition. Indeed. You know what that means, y'all. The lounge edition. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol, the lounge edition. My name is Montego, Mr. Button all the way to the damn top. With me is my mellow yellow co-host, Miss Tifflebot. What's going on with you, mellow yellow?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Indeed.
It's one of those days.
Indeed. You know, chill. It's been a hard work week, you know.
Yes, we're unwinding.
Right. Grab you some spirits. If you're listening to this in the daytime, cut it out. You know, come on back for the lounge. Bring your drink and have some fun, you know.
Yeah, just put a pause on this.
Exactly.
Go to the kitchen.
Exactly.
Favorite beverage.
Unless it's 10 in the morning.
And then, no, go ahead.
10 in the morning. Do it.
Yeah,
do it now.
Do it. If you're on your way to work, pull over.
Right.
Stop at a bar.
Oh, shoot. So I'm feeling pretty good, man. We have an interesting show for you guys, man. So, you know, I feel the summertime, Tiff, and we got to get a shark movie in quick, man, you know.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think one comes out the middle of July, or like a brand new one, something like Great White something. So that's what I'm kind of waiting on, you know, so we don't have to, like, you know, do something lame, even though it might be lame, you know. You know, we never know what the new movie is going to end up being.
Yeah, but even when they're lame, they're still good because they're summertime. It's summertime.
Yeah, I agree with you 110%. So, yeah, I'm ready for the summer movie too. I mean, the shark.
Show me that shark. Scare me that shark. I want to be scared. I want to be scared to put my legs in the water for the rest of the season.
So y'all got a free song on Fans of Patrol today. Free of charge.
100% free.
So,
you can use that. You can take that out, put that wherever you want. Royalty free music for you.
Royalty free. There you go. So, man, we got a pretty interesting show, man. The summer continues, Tifflebot. We have this week. What are we doing this week? We have in the news.
Future War. Well, I'm so sorry.
Well, yeah. The big daddy for this week is Future War. That, you can find that on Amazon. It's available today. It was released today. We watched it today. We're giving you the show today. That's how we do it. So, also in the news, man, we have a black cowboy movie. What's the name of this movie, Tifflebot? I lost the deaf.
The harder they fall.
That doesn't flow. You're right. Absolutely. So we're gonna talk about that. It's a brand new trailer. We'll get into that a little later. And guess what, y'all? That's it for the damn news. There's nothing new going on. So what we decided to do is, since we only had one news story, man, we decided to do a list, man, the top 5 alien invasion movies. And that could be all over the place. So that's what we're going to do right after the news. Also, we got a one-shot. It's been a while since we did a one-shot, Tiff, you know? We had a request from Big Pen Ken to do Sweet Tooth. So we watched Sweet Tooth, and so we got that for a one shot. The Tomorrow War, you know, with Chris Pratt.
Oh, is it called The Tomorrow War?
Yeah, The Tomorrow War.
I've been calling it The Future War.
Me too. I looked up Future War, and I was like, I don't think this is the name of the Future War.
The Tomorrow War. Okay. I mean, sure. That is a better title.
Yeah, because actually The Future War has already a title of a couple of old-ass movies. So I was like, oh, this is not it. So that's the show, Tiff. So sing that stuff. You ready to roll?
Yeah.
Let's go. All right, y'all, we back, you know. Do the chink chink with your glasses and stuff like that. You know,
cheers, motherfuckers.
This is what we should have did. You know, our list, we need to get a little bit more sillier. Like, top 5 drinking moments that wanted to make you drink in movie history, you know?
Right. Like, top 5 gross out moments.
Yeah. You know, I think about Atomic Blonde when she was in that bathtub with her ass beat in the beginning of the movie, chinking that all that vodka.
Yep.
Just made you want to get the drink so bad.
You're like, oh, I want that.
Exactly.
I would never drink straight vodka, but that did make it look good.
Oh, absolutely. Like a snow cone with alcohol.
Like, I can imagine what that tastes like. Tastes bad.
Oh, no, it's good stuff. Trust me. So anyway, man, Tiff, yes. Before we roll all the way and just get off on a tangent, as it's too late, could you let people know the other ways they can reach our show and interact with us?
Yes. So go to Fans on Patrol. That's our website, main hub. And then you can get to us on social media at Fans on Patrol on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. And then, of course, listen to us on whatever listening platform you like most.
Yeah. Most people listen to us. The majority of the people listen to us on Apple. And then I think
that's crazy because Spotify is so easy.
Yeah, Spotify is number two, and then like other platforms, and Podbeam is like the lowest. I think it's just too much with Podbeam. They want you to get a goddamn account and all this other crap, whatever. So anyway, man, let's get to it. So Tifflebot, there's a trailer that popped up last week. And we had other news stories, and I kind of forgot this one because I hadn't even heard of this project, The Harder They Fall. I thought I turned the sound off. So
that's okay. It's a little something for the people listening.
So here's the deal, Tim. People probably don't know this because we don't do this genre on our show. I love the shit out of Westerns. I'm a Western connoisseur. If it's a Western, I'm watching it, man. If it's an old West, that's my shit. I love Westerns. There's only a few Westerns out there that, that I was like, oh God, this is terrible. I could never watch it again. And so saying that, immediately I thought of Posse, because that's like one of the worst Westerns of all the time. Mario Van Peebles and everybody else in that movie was just awful. And so I was saying that, y'all, to say I've been jaded, from the Black Western. And then until I saw this trailer. So there's a new Western coming out, The Harder They Fall. And it had Regina King walking around with a gun. And when I first saw it, I was like, oh, well, no. Because. And so then I saw Idris Elba. And then I saw all these other people. And I saw people shooting and dying and shooting. And one of the coolest scenes I've seen in movies this year was in this trailer with Idris Elba walking through that train in slow motion, Tiff.
That was cool. I did like that.
You just had some slow motion Idris Elba.
Put his hat on.
I know. It's just so cool. And so Jonathan Majors is in this thing.
Lakeith Stanfield.
Lakeith is making money, right?
Yeah, he's doing it.
My girl crush, Zazie Beetz, and my other girl crush.
When I saw Zazie Beetz, I was like, yes.
I know. Delroy Lindo is in his damn thing. I mean, it's just full of folks. And unlike Posse, this actually looks pretty good.
This looks like a fun, I guess borderline kind of Quentin Tarantino-ish in some ways, just because it's stylized in a out of time kind of way, if that makes sense. Like, it's clearly period. It's set in the period, but sometimes when you watch a Western, they shoot it in a way that like things are pretty still. And does that make sense? This Absolutely. One's more like a roundabout kind of. Got like a nice style.
Yeah, you got rock star Westerns. Like perfect example is Young Guns 1 and 2.
I knew you were gonna say Young Guns for some reason.
Well, because it was like really stylized. They had rock music playing it, like electric guitars, and then you have stuff like Wyatt Earp with Kevin Costner, one of my favorite movies of all time. That is really historically accurate, and it's just like, it's a little slow, but it's really, really good. So you got the real good stuff, and then you got the Silverados, that's sure. More fun Westerns. And this looks like a fun Western to me.
This movie looks just like fun. You know what I mean? I'm like, I like a movie. Here's my favorite kind of movie. I start the movie, and regardless, it doesn't have to be an action movie. It can be any kind of movie. But whatever it is, I want the plot to be just hitting me hard from the start to the finish.
Yeah.
And this looks like one of those kind of movies.
Yeah, and it doesn't look overly complicated. Like the last good Western I saw, and I'm sure people would argue with me, was Denzel Washington in The Magnificent Seven. I thought that was a great Western. It was a remake, of course, and people say the original was better. But you had Yul Brynner, who actually had the swag of a brother. Yul Brynner was like the coolest white man of all time.
I thought he was Asian of some kind. I can't say that for sure.
You never know back in the day, because you had all kind of people that was just saying, I'm white.
You know,
fair enough. And I mean, like, but to be fair, that was like, I need to get work.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. But anyway, whatever he was, Tiff, cool ass person, you know. And then you change it and you put Denzel Washington in that, and he was like, oh, okay, that works, you know, you know. So yeah, I'm gonna see this, Tiff.
I really want to see this. It's like, I want to see this. I want to see Gunpowder Milkshake. I think they're both Netflix originals.
Ooh, I forgot about Gunpowder Milkshake. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
I like that. I like that assumption. I like that prediction for that movie. I really hope it happens.
It better. It got to. Anyway, though, yeah, those are two good ones that appear, you know, appearing right now. That looks like it's like a big fun romp, you know. Which our movie last week tried to be the Fast and the Furious Part 9. But you know what? You got only so many times that you can suspend disbelief.
Yeah, that's, you're asking too much of me.
9 movies of suspending all that disbelief.
And is I mean, just phoning that shit in like, hey,
you know what, Tiff?
This is my brother. We're going to space.
Tiff, I'm going to...
You know what I mean? It's just like, I was like, this is really, not only is it's boring, it's making me feel kind of sad. Yeah. Everyone just looks like they're just like there for a paycheck. I mean, I don't want to go back in time. We can only move forward. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess we are talking about time travel today.
Anyway, we're not talking about that this week. So I'm in for this trailer, and that's all the news we got, y'all.
Yes.
Oh, shit. I don't think we need to take a break. I think we can just roll into the list.
Let's keep this train going.
Yes. So look, of course I wrote down my list here. So let me get my list.
I have mine on my phone, like a young person.
Like a millennial that you are.
I am a millennial, but I am older than there's people younger than me these days.
So anyway, man, let's get to our list. So this week, man, we're doing top 5 alien invasions movie to, you know, complement our main topic today. So they could be any kind of invasion movie you want, just as long as aliens was invading. But when I started doing this, Tiff, I saw that alien invasions also included like the Justice League and Avengers, and I was like, I'm not including them, those superhero flicks. But I'm just saying though, but it you know, I'm it could count.
But I see what you're saying, but
yes.
Not on my list.
Okay. Not on my list either, Tiff. I avoided that. So, Tiff, number 5. If you've never heard this show before, we start with our least and work toward the best. Number 5, Tiffobot, on your list.
Number 5 on my list is They Live.
Ooh, I did not think it. See, you about to outlist me again.
I doubt it. I know what's your number 1 already.
No, you don't. But let's go.
Oh, fuck you. Yes, I do. Okay.
So why is They Live on there? And I mean, for the people, not for me. I know why it's on there.
It's kind of a kitschy movie. It's a fun movie to watch. It's also interesting. It's one of John Carpenter's movies.
Has a message, you know?
Yeah. It's got a lot of, you know.
Yeah.
It's set in its time.
You know, for our younger listeners, if you haven't watched They Live, you're killing yourself. That movie is so good.
I just don't know if they would like it or not, though.
You know what? I watched it like about a year ago, and it was like, this holds up. I mean, because it's so set in its time. You know, when movies try to like be timeless and then they don't hold up, you're like, oh,
that's the problem, because you're like, bleh. But there's that fight in the alleyway.
Oh, it was so good.
Jesus Christ.
It was so good.
You could watch that fight over and over. Yes, it's so good.
Yeah. And the dude had a little skin mark on the back of his bald head. It was like, oh, no, dude. He messed up the back of your head. Oh, shit. I love Keith David. Oh, he's one of my favorite character actors. And that voice, you know. Anyway, my number 5, Tiff. I went a little comedy. I went with Ben Stiller's The Watch.
Really? That's you yes, should I feel did. Ashamed of nope. yourself.
I love
Go on. Let that me hear it.
Movie, man. You know, I saw that movie years ago and I expected nothing from it. You know, I was like, oh, this is one of them things. They trying to be funny. They grabbing, you know, a couple people. And I didn't expect anything from it. And I had such a good time watching this movie. These dudes cracked me up. Everybody kept their character. It never got boring. And there were surprises that went, and yeah, they were being invaded by aliens, and they had this little neighborhood watch guys. And one of the dudes ended up, I'm not going to even spoil it. I'm not even going to say it. But it was so funny and so delightful, and took a something that, you know, normally is played very seriously and turned it into something really, really funny. And it actually did have aliens. It wasn't like it was like some, you know, oh, they're
oh,
not
it's
aliens.
Not real.
Yeah. It was actual aliens. And, you know, it was just so many scenes in that thing that just cracks me up. And so, yeah, The Watch is my number five, man, you know. And
right.
If you guys never seen it, if you like comedy, and I don't like comedy, so that should tell you something. That shit was hilarious. Number four, Tiflebot.
See, I'm about to blow your spot up. Are you ready?
I'm waiting. I'm got my pen here. What do you got?
Number four, Predator.
You know what?
Ooh. Didn't get on the list, did it?
You know what? I thought about it. I was like,
I thought that would be your number one, so I guess I don't know what your number one's
no,
gonna be.
You know what? I was like, Predator is actually in the horror genre. And so I was
but
like,
but it's an alien invasion
it
movie.
It is, and I thought about it, Tiff. I was like, oh, don't do it. it was on the cuffs. I was like, I'm going to do it. And I was like, no, I'm going to leave that to horror. Because that's how it was marketed, you know, when it came out as a horror movie. And so I left it as a horror movie. But please tell us why, Tifflebot.
You know, I think it's more of, I would almost say, the more innovative alien invasion movies, even though it's older, because it has this very clear idea of what the Predator is doing there, and it's a very hard enemy to defeat, and there's this whole idea that, like, yeah, this is how I feel like an alien from outer space, you know, sometimes I feel like they're like, look at this goofy bastard, right?
Right.
But like, right. In that movie, it's just like, this is just like how, and I like the fact that, like, it's a hunter trying to, like, hunt for sport and like kind of like we would do. I mean, like, it's a very interesting commentary on humanity and all that other stuff without being like, with also being like a cool action horror film.
That absolutely made sure it didn't get too complicated in what it was doing. I can't look, y'all, you listen to this show, y'all know that's one of my favorite movies of all time. So I'm not gonna get on my Predator thing. Yes, Tiflebot, I applaud you, Tiflebot.
What's your number four?
My number four, Tiflebot. I'm going to mess your cheeks up here.
Oh, fuck.
The Thing.
Fuck you.
Kirk Russell.
Fuck you.
The Thing, Jack.
That's my number one.
Woo! Why is it your number one, Tiflebot? I'll let you go
I
first.
I just love that
one.
Movie. I think it's funny because I hadn't watched that movie until I was much older.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, the cinematography in that movie is so good. Like, I love the idea that, like, it has an ambiguous ending.
Yes.
Like it wasn't afraid to be like, fuck you, I'm not going to tell you what happened. Like, I think, like, some of the things that suffer in horror these days are just movies in general is that, like, every fucking thing has to be explained.
That's true.
And, like, dumbed down for you. And I'm like, I don't want that. I want to wonder, were either one of them infected? Was one of them? You know, I want to wonder about that stuff. And, like, practical. Excellent characters.
Yes.
The kind of psychological horror that makes you like wonder, like, what the fuck would you like? What the fuck would you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, for me, other things stand out. Like, that movie was supposed to be in Antarctica, right? Nothing but just white snow. But the scale of the movie seemed to be so vast. You know, like when I'm going out to the helicopter, to the crater and all that stuff. And so it didn't seem like it was a contained movie, even though it was. And the characters, so many fantastic characters that.
Yeah, without you being like, well, that's a this kind of guy. That's a this kind. You're just like, these are just a bunch of guys.
Yeah, right.
Who, like, you would totally encounter these guys. Like, you could, I feel like that movie could easily take place in an office. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You could just take those same people and put them somewhere else, and you'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. These kind of people exist. I just think it's great.
Very
can't say enough good things.
Very much like Predator. Fantastic characters, you know, working together or working against each other. And, oh, God, it's so good. If you haven't seen The Thing, you're a jerk. You need to go watch The Thing.
Yeah, you really just stop right now and just go watch it.
Yes. I love that movie. So, Tiflebot, your number three.
Okay. So my number three is The Faculty.
One of your faves.
One of my favorites of all time. It's a very funny that it's not my number one, but I wanted to give that to like a movie that I thought had, you know, The Thing, which I thought like is a classic cinema, while whereas The Faculty is just something that I really love.
I get it.
It's very set in its time. It's got like that great 90s vibe. It's got great 90s actors. You know, like it's got Elijah Wood's in it. And then the guy from Lucky Number 11, I'm having a brain fart.
Oh, yeah, shit.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who these people are, but they're famous 90s actors. Josh Hartnett, that's who it was. Just like a romp. It's like a teen horror film of the you know, around that time, like, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Disturbing Behavior, like all those kind of like teen scary movies. And this one was kind of like a little bit less popular and I really liked it.
So. Yeah, yeah. I remember that movie and I thoroughly enjoyed it. So not on my list, but I did. It's a good choice.
What's your number three?
My number three is a more recent movie. It's A Quiet Place.
Oh, okay. I thought about that one a little bit, but did not make me list.
A Quiet Place blew my mind because, yes, it was, you know, there's a lot of alien invasion movies like War of the Worlds. And, you know, there was a TV show with Noah Wyle that was on TV a while ago, you know, where the aliens are like creatures and they're just all over the place. And this, you know, took the same path, but adding the not talking thing. It was one of the most intense experience I've had in a movie, you know, in years. You know, I mean, how long did it go with nobody talking at all in that movie? You know, you're just like,
right,
this is genius. Who thought of this? You know, and I just thought it was so well done. It was so intense. And the two main actors were just redonkulous. You know, Krasinski and Blunt was just ridiculous. So that movie literally moved a lot of stuff out of the way, you know, as far as like, this is really, really good. And I really want to see part two. I think we might be able to do that next week. We'll see. Anyway.
We'll see.
Yes. So you're getting to the nitty gritty. Oh, you're almost done because you already showed us your
number. That's correct. I already told you my number one.
What was your, okay. So we're at number three.
Two.
Number, oh, you did.
No, three for you. Three for you, right? No. We're fucking this up.
I was at
number
three.
Number two.
Okay.
So I did number three was The Faculty.
Yes. Got you.
So I'm ready for number two.
So what is your number two?
Pacific Rim.
My number two is Pacific Rim.
Yes! Number two! Number two!
God.
If The Thing wasn't such a classic good movie, Pacific Rim might have made number one. Oh. It is just such a good.
So good.
Movie.
So
the second one is so fucking bad. It is a travesty.
We're not going to talk about the second one. Just leave it alone.
Okay. The first one, big robots, but not in the kind of way that, like, not that there's anything wrong with big robot movies, but like just big robots and not in the way that they're like, oh, look at these big robots. They're like, this is what we have to fucking use. And like this whole unique idea of like the integration of the, well, I mean, there's like some Evangelion stuff in there, but just a great, intense, but also like dramatic and. It's a movie about giant robots that's serious and that's heartfelt and like.
Oh, it's so good.
Really good.
Charlie Day, you have Hunan in there. You have
Idris Elba's in it.
Idris Elba. Oh, so good. So you said it all. Yes, I agree. 100% ditto for me with Pacific Rim. It's so good. There's nothing left to say. Just they shouldn't have made that sequel. just let them alone. If they couldn't do the story they wanted to do, you know, because they couldn't get Charlie Hunnam because he was doing something else and he could not break his contract. So then they rewrote this whole thing and, you know, added John Boyega, who I really like, but it just still sucks.
The fault is not his.
No, it was just a badass movie. It was like, this is terrible.
Bad movie.
This is really
stinky.
Bad. Right.
Stinky.
Oh, God. So, man, you did your number one. My number one, your number one was
The Thing.
The Thing, right. My number one is, it has two titles, Live, Die, Repeat, or Tomorrow.
Oh, Jesus. Edge of Tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Oh, my God. I don't even know if I even have a top 10 movies because so many movies I love. I love this movie. Oh, it's so good. It was so good. It was so innovative. It was so well thought out, so well planned. The story was so good. How could you keep showing me the same scenes and I didn't get tired of it? You know, it was just like, this is so damn good. He just kept, the actors had to just probably do this shit over and over and over, but it was so good. Tom Cruise was phenomenal. The special effects, Emily Blunt, it was so good.
You guys, you can't see him, but he's hugging himself.
Yes, it was just.
He's like, it's so good. It's like a warm hug.
It was a masterpiece, and they've been talking about making a second one, and they kind of wrote it to have a second one, so it may not be bad. I kind of don't want them to do it, but it wasn't like other sequels that said, well, if it makes some money, we're going to make some more, because they kind of left it open like at the end, not even like Koi, you know, it was really like, oh yeah, it should be a second one because look at this shit, you know. So really good, man. So at the end of the list, man, Tiff had They Live, Predator, The Faculty, Pacific Rim, and The Thing.
Yes, you had
The Watch, The Thing, A Quiet Place, Pacific Rim, and Live, Die, Repeat. What's the other name for it? Edge of Tomorrow is the first name. And then, well, actually, Live, Die, Repeat was the first name. Then they said, no, before we release it, they changed it to Live, Die, Repeat. And no. They released it with Edge of Tomorrow, you know. But it was supposed to originally be Live, Die, Repeat. And then when they released it on video, they said, we're going back to Live, Die, Repeat. Make up your goddamn mind. What are y'all doing? Oh, shit. So that's it, man. We're going to take a break. And we're going to come right back with our one shot, man. Sweet Tooth. Hold on to your cheeks. All right, man, we're back, man. Time for the one shot. It's been a while. If you haven't listened to the show before, what we do is that we'll take one episode out of something that's on television, and we will evaluate it on the merits of that one show to determine if it's something that we want to keep watching, maybe come back to, or just run for the hills and never see it again. So this week, man, Sweet Tooth came out a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
But we've been busy on this damn show.
About a month ago.
Yeah, we've been busy on this damn show. It's been stuff happening, you know? So we're just not getting around to it. The show had a lot of good buzz when it came out, and then it got quiet. So let's take it from here. So Sweet Tooth, 2021, TV-14, action, adventure, drama, fantasy, sci-fi. Now, if you blink, you might miss the synopsis. A boy who is half human and half deer survives in a post-apocalyptic world with other hybrids. You bastards. For the sake of this show, I will mention Will Forte. I will mention Christian Convery and Anzio, African dude. I'm sorry if I butchered it. I know I did. But that's pretty much all we really, well, I forgot about the doctor, but I'm not going to search him anyway. So not that many people that was actually in this episode. So before we go all the way, man, we always do one. Damn, that comes in loud no matter what I do. Tiff, what you got with one word?
I guess I kind of want to say, hesitant.
Explain.
And the reason I say that is because when I watched it, I'm not like totally in love with it, but I wouldn't mind watching another episode. That's why I say hesitant. I would
agree with you with that. I mean, that's pretty good too. My list I got my list open instead of my one word that I'm writing down. My one word for Sweet Tooth was intriguing. I was pretty intrigued with it, and you know, it got to some points that, you know, with some of the, we'll talk about the birthday, I was like, okay, come on, you know, but I had to almost kill myself for not watching the next one. I was like, I kind of want to see what's going to happen now.
That's just kind of like your thing, though, is that like once you start something, you can't, especially I would say that in this particular show, I bet part of your issue is you want to find out what caused the thing to happen.
Well, the dope stuff happened right at the end, you know, and you were like, oh, right. Shit, now it's about to start moving.
Pulling you right into the next scene.
Yeah, and so I didn't. So let's hit those spoilers and let's get into it. So this thing starts, man, and it's a lot of montages, you know, with the narration explained. You know, they showed this doctor who had nothing to do with anything, but he was a good doctor. And
he might come back later.
Maybe. People were coming in and they were getting sick, and it was a pandemic, y'all. But this one was bad. This was worse than the shit we just went through because it pretty much spiraled into everybody dying. And while this was happening, like, these babies were born that were half. I won't even say half.
How? Whatever. I don't know yet. We have to watch the rest of the show, maybe. But, like, how?
Well, it's based on a graphic novel or comic book.
It is. It 100% is, by Jeff Lemire, who is amazing. And I have not read Sweet Tooth, but I've heard it's very good.
Yes. And so, you know, some kind of way, people are kind of thinking that these children that were born, I don't even want to say half and half, because they just have attributes of, like, critters, like birds or deer or doggies, you know, stuff like that. And so they show society like deteriorating to the nothing, and all the while there's a story going on with this dad with everything he owns packed on his back, walking into Yellowstone Park to, like, walk away before everything happened.
Right, his baby was a lot older.
Yes.
Than the babies that were born during this illness.
Yes, and so he took them out to the woods and started living on the land, and total, complete isolationist. And then we started going through the birthdays. The boy is like, you know, I'm five, two.
I don't think they did a very good job of representing a child's age, because there were certain things that happened in this where I was like, this kid's fucking old enough to, like, know certain things or not, or and then sometimes I'm like, well, he's too young to know. Okay, so like for instance, he thinks that the deer is his mom. Why would you think that? Like you would have no basis for assuming that about an animal.
It was the ears.
Yeah, but like you wouldn't look at that and be like, oh, that's where I came from. Because, well, it's a different, you know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
I would agree with you with that, but I still was, like, on the same side. I was trying to, it's interesting that we're talking about this.
Because, wait, like, is this a kid's show?
Well, it's TV 14.
Okay, so teenagers and maybe older people. Maybe.
Yeah, but you got some violent moments in it. But anyway.
I mean, it does.
And, I mean, especially with just society going to hell. But I'm thinking about this kid. Whose daddy is a caring, great father, but he's kind of a crackpot too. You know, he's a total isolationist, but he did it for a good reason. And I'm thinking, if you're out in the woods being raised completely, you know, by this person and his ideals, you're not going to be exposed to other things that would give you perspective to make better decisions and even have a better IQ. It's like, if you ever watch Hannah comes on Amazon. Oh, I love Hannah. If you guys want to, we got a one shot Hannah. It's so good. It's the same shit, except she was like born from like some assassin's blood and stuff. And, you know, like a hybrid baby. And so he isolationists her out there until she ends up wandering somewhere as a teen, as they would do. And she's like so awkward, you know, because awkward don't even, you know, paint the picture, because she's just not informed, and the only knowledge that she's gotten has been from one person. So that didn't bother me so much. Long way of saying that, Tiff. I'm sorry about that.
Sure.
So the birthday things was starting to get on my nerves, because it was just, it went so long. You know, I was like, oh, nice. Now he's seven. Okay, now he's five. He's six, you know. And so then it got to the point when, in my opinion, the father's biggest mistake was when the boy started asking questions, you should have gave him answers, you know?
Yeah, and also you should have been like, your mom is a human.
And here's her picture, you know, she's passed, you
like,
know?
Like, if you would have just been like, even if you didn't want to tell him everything, which I can understand, you know what I mean? Like, a child of nine maybe doesn't understand everything that happens.
But he's
but like,
a freak.
Like, your mom is a human, that is a deer. I did not fuck a deer, and you are a human. This is just some kind of genetic anomaly.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what I mean? And then he wouldn't have fucking wandered outside of the fence.
Exactly. He wouldn't be looking for his mom. This was the dad's fault, because it's like, look, this is only thing he knows is what you told him. And why would you have a picture? This is your beautiful mom. She passed, you know, and blah, blah, blah. But he didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? He didn't tell him nothing. And so that didn't do nothing but make the boy more curious. Now, I will say this. Sweet Tooth is so, he is sweet. He's such a sweet little boy. I love him. I'm just like, oh, I just look at, he's such a good boy, you know. And then, you know, that when the guy steps up and, you know, things start getting heated up and the dad's got the broom, I'm like, damn, he ain't bring a gun. What happened? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Being isolated. What are you doing? So anyway, you know, obviously he kills that guy, but the guy kills him too, you know, and he dies.
Yeah. So,
you know, and you know, the boy's imagination takes over. So I was glad. I was kind of happy, Tiff. I'm watching him flourish. I'm like, well, at least he's still kind of flourishing. You know, he's like doing his thing. But with the candy bar sitting out there, you know, getting to the end, it was like, oh, shit. And then the rope pulled. And those guys, you know, and then they kind of, I like how the director lets you know that people are trophy hunting these kids, you know, these little hybrids, you know, which yeah. is, that's what people would do, you know, without a doubt. We would be assholes and hunt them and want to put their heads on a pike. But these two yahoos messed up bad. And they ran into, what is his name? Grumpy Man? Is that his name?
Big Man?
Bad Man.
No, Big Man. Big Man. The black guy?
You know what? I said his name was Norso Anzi. That's his character name.
Oh.
No. That's his real name. His name, well, I don't even want, his name on it, they got Tommy Jeppert.
Yes, his name is Tommy Jeppard.
But
they call him Big Man.
Yeah, the little boy was calling him. I thought he was calling him, "Hey, Bad Man," when he came running around. No,
this child does talk kind of strange. He calls him Big Man.
Oh, okay.
B-I-G, Big Man.
I thought he said Bad, Tiff. I was like, oh, he's, you know. And instantly, Tiff, I was in love with the relationship between them two. I really was. You know, he's shooting them with the slingshot and shit. And, you know, the dude was like, you know, stay here. And so I was looking forward to seeing what the rest of the world looked like, because obviously it's bad, you know, people Ooh. Walking around, you know, gunslingers and shit like that. And that's just, I'm interested and I wanted to see the next one, man, you know. So I'm in at least for number two. It might divulge into some garbage, who knows.
I mean I just thought, I wasn't super in love with the first episode, but I would definitely give it a try, which is more than I can say about some things we've watched.
Yeah, I mean, again, my one word was intriguing, because I was intrigued, but I was also, like you, hesitant. It's not like I was like, you know, oh, I'm in. And here's another thing. If I don't watch this weekend, it'll probably go away by the wayside, because it wasn't strong. But I've heard a lot of good shit about this too, Tiff. So I kind of want to see the rest of it. I want to see the next one, that's for sure. So, you're going to watch the next one or you're done?
I probably would watch the next one, yeah.
Okay, me too. I want to watch the next one, but I'm not saying I'm in for the rest. You know?
Right. Speaking of, I bet you would. I bet if you watch the next one, you'll watch all of them.
Yeah, you don't know.
That's just you. That's you in a nutshell.
One of the things that I did not finish was Lovecraft Country, and they it's not being renewed. I just got to a point that it was just like, okay, goddamn it, this is getting so damn lost. What are y'all doing? Anyway, you know, that was a one shot I think we did. So that's it, man. We're going to take our final break. Look at us roll. And we're going to come back with this Chris Pratt movie. We'll be right back. The Tomorrow War, man. It's time for the big daddy of the day. 2021 PG-13. 2 hours, 20 minutes, Tifflebot.
That's a long one.
Okay. Action, adventure, sci-fi, thriller. A family man is drafted to the fight in the future war, where his fate of humanity relies on his ability to confront the past. I'm sorry.
I figured that's what you were meant, but all right.
Stars Chris Pratt, Yvonne Skoransky, J.K. Simmons was in this flick. Betty Griplin and
Betty Gilpin, my favorite.
Really?
I love her.
Okay, I've never seen her
before. She's in Yes, you have. We watched that movie, The Hunt. She's in The Hunt.
Oh, that was her. God damn. That's the only other place I've seen her though.
And she's in the show Glow on Netflix.
I haven't watched Glow, so there we go. And okay, I know that was your shit. You watched that whole thing. So Sam Richardson is in this, Jasmine Matthews, and Edwin Hodge, and nobody else is worth mentioning.
So many people
that you've never seen before. This is directed by Chris McKay. So before we take another step, it's time for one word, Tipplebot. The Tomorrow War. Chris Pratt, what you got?
My one word is fizzle.
Damn, really? Okay. Yes. Fizzle. Explain.
Because for me, I was like not wanting to watch this movie. Okay. I was like not really interested in it.
God damn.
But then I turned it on and I was like, oh, I'm actually kind of enjoying this. And then it hit a certain point and I was like, you fucking shit the bed.
I know what part you
did. Why are you doing this?
Okay, shit. My one word is summertime.
That's your one word?
I will explain. My one word is summertime, man, because we watched Fast and the Furious last week. And I had a summertime movie blockbuster feel for this thing. You know, I felt, to me, this was popcorn. This was check your reality at the door. And this was just like, hey,
it's not
have
the
some
check
fun.
The reality that's the problem. It's the boring lull in the middle where I'm just like, why is this fucking happening?
Well, that's how I felt. I really.
That's fine. I'm not gonna shit on your one word.
Yeah, I enjoyed the ride. As you know, as a summertime movie that will be forgettable without a doubt.
Oh yeah, I will forget this.
Yes, but as far as
2 years from now, when we're talking about something else, you go remember that movie Tomorrow War, and I'll say I never saw that, and I'll go yeah,
you're right.
I had that Betty Gilpin, and I'll be like don't remember, and then I'll be like you remember those alien things. Blah, blah, blah. And I'll be like, oh, yeah, I fucking did watch that. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, God. You're right, Tiff. However, I felt good watching this. I felt like it was a summer blockbuster thing. And I was like, I'm getting this in my living room, and this is great. So you can catch this on Amazon. And let's hit those spoilers before we get rolling here. And let's get into it. So, man, I had no expectations for this or had any concept other than aliens being in this thing and Chris Pratt with a gun as far as I knew what this was about. And, I mean, what about you? That's about all you knew?
I saw the preview. I thought the preview looked like shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was a while ago.
Mm-hmm,
But I kind of forgot about it after that. So I didn't really remember. Yeah, going in, I don't really remember much about what the plot was supposed to be, but they kind of it lays it out for you in the very beginning. I mean, it tells the story, but it kind of tells you exactly what's going to happen.
They do,
as far as like what it means, what the movie is kind of be about.
They do, but I'm not mad at it. I was
no. It wasn't like it's not like you're like oh well fuck why would I watch the rest of it? So that's not at all. It just is like hey, here's kind of the groundwork that you need to know going in.
Yes, so this cat is a ex-army person.
Okay. Put a pin in that.
Yes.
He is a Green Beret.
Was he a Green Beret? I know he was decorated, yes. But I didn't know he was an actual Green Beret, which means he's a total badass.
Yeah, and I guess my question about this is, well, we'll get there. But so, it's in the future. So it's in the future. It's 2022 in this movie.
Yes. But they started the movie saying, hey, 60 years, you know, like in the past, you know, 30 years in the past.
Yeah, it's like, it starts off one way because it starts off in the middle of in media res or whatever it's called, in the middle of action, and then they go back. There's like 38 years previous or whatever.
Right, we see people falling out of the sky, and then they say 38 years in the future, and I mean in the past, and so everything looks normal. It's next year, and he's a high school teacher, and he was a decorated soldier. But he was a high school teacher, but he was super duper into science. And I liked his monologue in the beginning, you know, explaining who he is and what he was about. And he was saying that he wanted more. So he was on the phone doing an interview over the phone. And
yeah, and it's Christmas. Christmas. Is that a part? They're having a party.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was Christmas or Halloween at first. I was like, what the hell?
He has a tuna Santa. It's definitely Christmas.
Absolutely. But I'm saying at first, I was like,
right. Because they live in a warm climate and there's no snow.
Right. So it's Christmas time. They have a banging ass Christmas party, Tiffo Bob.
I mean, their house was butt to nut. There was just like everybody in the neighborhood was there.
It said butt to nut. But it was great because I love Christmas parties. That's my shit, you know. And so I'm sitting there like, oh, they got a great party. But, you know, Chris Pratt is very likable. Chris Pratt is very likable in this movie because he's pretty much Chris Pratt. And, you know, instantly I liked him. You know what I'm saying? And what he's going through on the phone, you know, I related to it big time.
I just kind of thought it was unnecessary, didn't you? Like, this kind of sub, there's a couple things that happen in the sub. What does his disappointment about not being able to be a research person bring to the movie?
The whole thing down the line, and I'll explain it when we get there, but okay. The whole thing down the line was him being unsatisfied with his life, because he said he was meant to do great things and he was unsatisfied in his life.
But how could that be? Because the future in that timeline is the future in which the world ends, and there would just be no way.
He dies before that shit happened. He dies before that any of that happens.
Yes, no, he dies before that happens, but after he knows that it's a thing that's going to happen.
Okay, so I disagree with you. I don't think he...
That's the problem with time travel movies, is that, like, there's a whole bunch of paradox bullshit that you're, like, you have to let go of, which is fine. I do. I've watched a lot of time travel movies that I enjoy, but this one is particularly, like, egregious to me, because I don't give a shit about him not doing that, because him as a person, it doesn't make sense. They don't show me that. They tell me that.
Hey, listen, I connected with that.
Oh, my God.
Seriously.
Okay, fine.
I seriously connected with that. And so, anyway, so you know what? This movie really, like, they did some shit that you never seen before. And I applaud it for that, because I thought it was really, really clever. And it wasn't any regurgitation of anything else. Yes, it was an alien invasion movie. But when they're doing the World Cup and the soldiers came, you know, through time travel, I'm thinking they about to get invaded. I thought that was so cool when they showed up on the field, you know, like, but only problem with them doing that is that I think nobody would have believed them. They would have thought it was like,
I agree. I'd be like, I mean, that's fine. I do kind of appreciate that about this movie, is that they don't kind of waste time being like, and then nobody believed them, because who cares, right? Eventually they would come to believe them. My problem, funnily enough, my problem with this is that no fucking way would an American Christmas party be watching the World Cup.
I thought that too.
They wouldn't be. It just, I apologize to the rest of the world, and I realize what Amazon's trying to do, because honestly, more people watch the World Cup.
Oh, excuse me,
than watch the Super Bowl.
I watched the World Cup before the Super Bowl. I love that shit.
Of course you do, but you would admit that for Americans, that's an exception.
No, you know what? The last World Cup, I was in Florida on vacation, and we had the whole hotel lobby packed with people acting the fool, but they were all from someplace else. Like, I had a best friend down there. He was from Africa. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was just like, people was from all over the world. We were just having a ball. But it was hardly, I think me and my wife was the only Americans down there. Anyway.
Right. And I'm not, it's fine. Again, if you were talking about global impact, it would definitely be the World Cup, because more people watch that around the globe. So that did make sense for the movie.
Yes.
But yeah, they arrive. And potentially they kind of maybe don't tell the things that happen between that point and the next point in the movie, which is basically like a bunch of newscasters kind of explaining what's happening, which is that, you know, they sent soldiers over, but many didn't come back. Oh, well, so there was a draft.
Yeah, they were like, look, we down to old people.
Yeah. You know? So they were like just drafting everybody. Now, let's talk about that, because a former Green Beret who was still healthy would definitely be conscripted first.
Yeah, but I think it was a reason why he wasn't conscripted first.
They never say it.
Well, I mean, it comes...
What's the reason?
Because they were saving his ass.
For the movie?
Yeah. Yeah,
but in the world of the movie where this stuff's actually happening, he'd be one of the first to go.
No, I think the daughter knew who he was from the beginning, knew he was still alive and whatnot.
Yeah, okay,
so
fine.
Let's keep moving. So, all right. So anyway, so it's a trip, y'all, because you're seeing grannies and shit, you know, being drafted.
Yeah, just regular fat people, thin people, old people,
right? Yeah,
anybody at any but human bodies. If you can hold a gun, and maybe even if you can't. You're going.
Yeah, because
you don't go for very long, but you go.
Yeah, you go 7 days and nobody
comes back.
20% was coming back, and those who came back had no limbs and shit. And so
yeah, they were, you know.
So I'm digging this shit, Tiffle. But I'm like, this is cool.
I agree. This first part of the movie, I'm like in, because I was, first of all, wasn't expecting much. I was like, yeah.
So I love the part in the classroom with the little nerd boy. and he was like, you know, volcanoes. And I'm like, well, this shit's going to come back in the end of the movie. However,
you know what's funny? I didn't think that.
Really, I did. When I saw it, I said, oh, this is going to probably be a thing. But I thought it was going to be like detonate the volcano and destroy the whole world.
Oh, okay, sure.
But I love the little boy, you know, because he was like, you know, such a nerd. And so then, you know, his number comes up. And I thought it was so intense when his number came up. You know what I'm saying? It was like, boom, 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 boom. And, and his ass was going. But
It is really weird. So he gets drafted. They take him immediately. And I would assume that if something like this were to happen, that would be the way it would work. But he goes there, and he does not act like ex-military in any way. He's like, what's going on? Oh, God.
Well, he's a different man, Timberbody. He got a wife. He got kids. He's a different dude. He was 15 years ago. He even says that. You know,
that's true.
I used to be a badass, but shit, goddamn, now I'm just a fat chump, you know, working in high school. So I'm fine with it. But so he goes and see his dad, Simmons.
Yes, because his wife's like,
hey,
we have to
Tibblebot.
Get out of this. Yeah.
Tibblebot.
Yeah.
Simmons had me just shamed. Shamed, everybody. I felt shame looking at this old ass man looking like some jack. Oh my God, he was so jacked, Tiff. I'm like, shame, Montego. Put the hamburger down. Shame. Shame. Damn, he looked good.
Shame.
But I love the conversation, you know, that he told him.
I mean, and this is fine, but you can definitely tell again that you're like, well, this is going to.
Yes, it was going to come up. Not the way I thought it was going to come up. Not the way I thought.
Shit that happens in this movie, do not care about it.
I did. God damn it. So.
Fair enough.
Anyway, so he goes, he can't, his pissed offness keeps him from dodging the draft. And so he goes and he tells the wife, and the wife is just like, oh, you piece of shit. And, you know, he tells the little girl he has to go. The little girl is so smart, too. She was none. Look, they try to do the adorable with a lot of kids. They did it with Sweet Tooth. He was adorable. And they did it with this little girl. She was adorable because she was adorable. She was like Dakota Fanning. She was like so aware. You know, I was like, okay, I'm digging this little girl.
She wants to be
girl.
Like her dad. Yes. A little scientist.
Yes. And so he has to go. He goes down there and oh my God, this is where the movie really shines for me.
This is so, okay, so this basic training. So these parts I'm really enjoying. Like,
yes.
Like when they're at the quote unquote basic training, which they basically say like,
hey,
fuck you, we're not training you.
Hey, was the fat nerd your favorite? Because he was mine.
The guy that was just like, oh, I thought we were going to do a basic training. The bearded guy.
No, not him. I'm talking about the black dude, the
black
nerd.
Friend. I love him. Who's just like, God, so funny. when they both geek out, when they're like, we're dead before this happens.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, so to avoid, which I really liked. But I liked everybody.
Yeah.
All the people that we get to know.
Yes.
I'm like, this is great. And so they're in there. They're basically telling them, hey, everybody, you're never going to know. You're not going to come back from this. Probably we need you to do as much as you can, blah, 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 blah. And then they're debriefing them. And then they divide them into like a science team and a non-science team.
Yes.
And then they tell him, like, that's when they find the paradox. But then before they're even ready, the alarm starts sounding, right?
Yeah,
fuck, you guys are going, right?
Those people got massacred. Oh my God.
So, but then, like, as they're going out, they say there's something wrong with the transporter. And so, like, they don't even land where they're supposed to land. They're just falling out of the sky. Woo. And that shit is brutal.
It was brutality.
I will say, I loved this because people didn't fucking survive. People fucking landed and died.
Yeah, yeah.
When he landed in the pool, one of my favorite scenes in this movie is he lands in the pool and someone lands on top
of
him.
On his chest.
And forces him to the bottom of the pool.
On his chest.
Because that shit would fucking happen.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, it would. But he gets out, you know, and he's cock-locked and ready to rock. His training, you know, kicked back in. And he's, you know, he's in charge all of a sudden because he took charge. And so they all the shit, they're going through the city. And these creatures are monstrous. And the intensity.
And I think they look great.
Yeah, they look good. It wasn't like no cheap ass, you know,
no,
CGI.
It looked good.
Yeah. Well, this I think this show was supposed to go to the theaters, but then, you know, over because of COVID and shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, they send in the planes to bomb the place. They, you know, they get the vials that they needed and
right. So basically the science team was there to recover.
The science team,
well,
but the science team was dead.
The science team was dead. So like, well, get the research then. We need like the bare minimum we need is the hard drives, the test tubes, the whatever.
The vials, right.
So they grab all that stuff. And so, I like that there's that. So there's so many different people on this team. There's like, he calls their team We Survive or something like that.
Oh, I didn't even get that.
He calls their team We Survive because he's been there before. He's got like a team of like.
Oh, the professional people, right?
The guy who collects the claws and stuff.
The four tour people, yeah.
Yeah, and then I would say that Chris Pratt does fuck up because, like, in war situations, yeah, you would leave those people who fell. Unfortunately, you leave those people who fell down behind, and then his mistake of trying to save those people got way more people killed.
Yeah, but you know what, Tiff? I dug it because it's like
I did. I mean, to I me, would do it the was like thing.
He's not a soldier no more. He hasn't been a soldier for 15 years.
Yeah.
His best friend is Jed on the other side of the fence, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, and it was a disaster. The troops show up. They get killed. All this shit is great. It's beautiful. And then they, you know, the explosions happens. There's only a handful of those people make it out, you know. And I like when they get up the next day and he's like, you know, the black guy tells him, look, I got cancer. And you jacked up the whole mission going after his fat ass, you know, and the guy's like.
The guy that died anyway, he was like, they died, and then these people died, you killed these
Tiff,
people.
They went out which like I soldiers think- though, didn't they? It was like, go. I was like, look how they just turned into soldiers immediately and, you know, and sacrificed themselves. I was like, wow, that was some shit, you know?
I mean, I guess I would do the same thing if I was in that position, like where like the world's gonna end. I'm like, I'm not gonna survive anyway.
No, shit, I'm trying to make it.
Well, then the next thing that I do like about this movie is that he meets a Colonel Foster, or I'm sorry, Forrester, and then they don't beat around the bush. It's not a fucking surprise. It's his daughter.
Yeah, it's his daughter, and she wants nothing to do with him. And I was so surprised when that shit happened. I was like,
now I hate this. It doesn't make sense. I do not believe it's within his character to do what she says he did.
Well, you know what? Maybe
I just don't. I'm sorry.
Perhaps he came back from the future war. And without that,
was fucked up.
Yes, just like his dad, because his dad told him, look, I would have been a dangerous to y'all. Because when he came back, skipping ahead, he was messed up. And I think the only thing that got him through was that what she told him. You know, she told him, look, you was a piece of shit. You left us and blah, blah, blah. And I think that's the only thing that snapped him out of it. Because, yes, he went. He got the vials. He came back. And he was terrible. You know, he was messed up. So anyway, you know. They captured, you know, they did this
they
whole
get the
thing.
Female.
Captured the queen. I thought that was dope, you know.
Yeah, so that's all the stuff I'm enjoying. So, like, they capture the female. She's rarer than the male. She's bigger. She's more violent. They put her in a cage. They need to find out what would kill her because they cannot find the poison that works on the females. They find one that works on the males, but they can't find one that works on the females. But, like, capturing the female is dangerous. Everybody basically dies.
And Tiff, they sold that shit, especially when them fuckers came out off around that hill, and then they got away with her. But then, oh my God, when they was on that frigate, and them, I didn't think them suckers could swim, Tiff. I was like, oh no, they can swim! Oh, they was coming.
So this is where the movie kind of hits a lull for me, where I'm like, I just want to see them fighting in the future and figuring it out in the future. But there's this whole lull where it becomes more of a family drama that I just don't give a shit about.
A shit.
Show me more boom boom. Show me more alien killing.
And you know what? Maybe I gave a shit because I got daughters, and if they, you know, and they can be, you know, they can be a trip, you know. And just to think that, you know, if my kid wanted nothing to do with me, you know what I'm saying? I'm sitting the whole time like, man, what? So maybe that's why it was better for me, because I was just like, wow, you know, to be in that position. But, oh my God, Tiff, she dies. And so it's like.
In the future, she dies.
She dies in the future. But, Tiff, I'm sitting there thinking the whole time, like Thor in Avengers. Like, am I going to have the let's just fix it attitude? Or am I going to be like really messed up? If that was my kid, even as an adult, I would be destroyed. You know what I'm saying? I would have been. Even if I thought for a moment I could fix it, I would have been destroyed. He goes home and he's effed up, Tiff. He's effed up. Messed up, man. And, you know, now this is what bothers me about the movie.
Okay.
He comes back with the vial, and the dude, nobody wants to win the war at this point. You know? You know, the guy's like, oh, no, go to hell. No, we ain't doing shit. And he has to, like, do all this shit and go back to his dad, which I dug. you know, because they set it up. But my favorite scene in this movie, Tim, my favorite scene in this movie is going back to high school with the little nerd and he got a chance to shine. The nerd was in control. He said, you're probably about to save the entire planet. I mean, the nerd was like, yeah, volcanoes. I thought that was so cool because apparently nobody wanted to help them at this point. It was just like, oh, yeah, we're fucked. The whole world, what, devolved into nothing but riots, right?
Right.
As it would, because people are pieces of shit. And so then they go to Siberia. And I dig all these sequences. I'm in it, Tiff. I'm having a good time with this movie. It's just like, it's popcorn theater to me. And I'm
right. Enjoying there's nothing
it.
Wrong. I would say that I'm not, it's not terribly bad. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that like, I was ramped up in the beginning to it where I was like, yeah, I really like it. And then I kind of fell off.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's not bad. But like they get there and they see that the spaceship has crashed. It's not an invasion. It's an accident.
Yeah. Tiff. And they set this movie up to have so many sequels at this point. You know, because I'm like,
well, that one survived or
Well, not only that, look at the aliens that it was a zoo cart.
There's a different aliens.
Yeah. And I'm like, who's the real problems? Or was this just a zoo accident? You know what I'm saying? Where you know, so you don't know. And so, you know, the queen is loose again and, you know, they blowing up the thing. The dude with cancer blew himself up. Knew that shit was going to happen. Y'all couldn't.
Of course, because he's an easy sacrifice. Cause he's already going to die.
Easy sacrifice. You know, and then I thought the best friend, fat buddy, was going to get killed, but...
Nope. I also thought the dad was going to die, but that didn't happen.
I almost threw my hands up when the fat buddy came and laid down at the end, found him all the way out in the tundra. I was like, he made it. And he followed him out there, way out there. No, there was no snowmobile, so I don't know how he got there, but whatever. And so I dug this movie, Tiff. I thought it was for me... My one word was summertime because it was just a summertime rump popcorn flick that I could just like, unlike Fast and the Furious, because they have asked me to suspend my disbelief 9 times.
Yeah, sure.
It's too much of that shit, y'all.
It's a nice original concept. It was filmed well. It's acted nicely. Like, it's definitely something that, like, I wouldn't, if someone was like, I like this, I wouldn't be like, you're dumb.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It wasn't, no, exactly. It's no Pacific Rim, but I dug it. I actually would watch it again. I think I might watch it again this weekend with my kid because I don't think she's seen it because it just came out today. So that's it, Tiff. Shit.
You did it.
God, thumbs up for me. Shit. Look, we ain't had no summer movies today.
That's true. We're back, baby.
Right. We into that too. Last summer we was doing old movies, you know. So, shit, Tiff. That's it. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. Mr. Button all the way up to the top, so named by my co-host.
That's right.
With me is my mellow co-host, Miss Tifflebot. I think it's time to say goodbye to the people, Tiff.
It's been a pleasure as always.
And until next week, I don't know what we're doing. Hopefully we're doing A Quiet Place, man. I hope it's available next week. I don't know. We'll find out, y'all, and we'll let y'all know. Stay tuned for our Patreon this week, if not a Patreon. Oh, we got a new Patreon person this week, and I forgot to mention that, man. We have, is it Caitlin?
That's my sister.
Caitlin became a Patreon subscriber.
Hi, Kate.
Right, thank you for the cheese. So this week, Tiff, we're releasing The Raid. So
yes,
go check that shit out. Yes, indeed. So until next week, Tiff, we will be
on
patrol.